Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really.
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Don't go, Miss Spelling Bee. Don't go. We got to have you. Somebody's got to editorialize this thing. Because I am going to misspell something or say something wrong. And we need the editor-in-chief, Miss Spelling Bee, in the house. But, of course, I know you've got a call. You're out there promoting TW3 and your personal business and everything else. So I know that you got to go do that. So I'm gonna let you off the hook this time. But next time. So what's up, everybody? This is an impromptu podcast. Normally, our Thursday, Friday podcast that we schedule to drop is pre-recorded. I just got off of the golf course in an exercise of trying to stay humble. And because, you know, the good book says, think not more of yourself than you ought. And so that's what puts me out on the golf course. And as I was sharing with our special guest today, you know, that's how I stay humble. And he agrees with me that if you would go out and just hit, you know, consistently hit bad shots, you'd quit and give up. But golf is not that way. Golf always lets you have one or two good shots just to tease you back, to come back in. And all of that. So anyway, hope everyone's doing well today. Today is episode 383. We're talking about overcoming and winning. This is a full-blown mindset training and coaching today. And I thought, what better a guest to have in the TW3 studios. He's a member. You hear me talk to him sometimes on Monday nights. We call him Tom from Chi-Town. But Mr. Tom Sellers from 247creditfunding.com is in the house today, and he's going to be sharing a little bit about his personal story and what he does and all that. So we're just going to get right into it. Tom, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, Terry. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Well, dude, thank you for last of the minute. I mean, I literally called you, 15 minutes ago and said, hey, you got a minute to speak?
Well, the upside is I didn't have any appointments, so I've been actually working applications on new ads I put out this morning.
Oh, I got you. I find it hard to believe that you had free time, as much business as you're writing lately. What happened, dude?
I do most of my business for TW3 at home, which makes my day a lot easier.
Sure.
And a lot of my clients from my other business are across country, so that's a lot of screen sharing that we do.
Screen. So everything is pretty much remote, it sounds like.
You bet.
What a great lifestyle. Now, before you got into what you're doing now, tell me a little bit about yourself. What did you do before?
I spent 30 years in car dealerships, in the front end of the store, in one management job or another.
Okay. So the car business.
I did. I'm one of those bad car guys.
No, there's no such thing.
No, there really isn't. There are some good ones out there, and there's some bad ones, just like anything. I like to think I was one of the good ones.
Absolutely. You know, I can't think of one profession that doesn't get beat up on. If you're a preacher, well, you're just a charlatan, right? You know, taking people's money in the Lord's name. If you're a car salesman, well, Lord help you. If you're a lawyer, you know, well, there, you know, there's whale dung, and then there's lawyers. You know, it seems
right.
Every profession has, you know, a whipping boy, you know, icon that people sort of want to beat up on, I guess, because they've experienced, you know, maybe some negative relationship at one point or another.
Right.
With someone.
Right.
But anyway, well, you work at, of course, you're a member here at TW3 and a great member. Uh-huh. I mean, writing tons of business and a great coach, and hear nothing but positive stuff from members about you. So we know that part.
Oh, I appreciate that. That means I got to send some checks out. That's
right. Absolutely. So whatever you're paying these people for the compliments, it's working. You're paying them enough, apparently.
Oh, good thing.
So tell me a little bit about 247creditfunding.com.
Sure. When I finally decided I'd had enough of the car business, was about the end of 2015. And I happened to be in a sales meeting, a monthly sales meeting, and And without going in too many different directions, I actually sat there and thought to myself, you know, Tom, you've done this long enough. You've got nothing more to prove. You've done everything. Kids are grown. Now it's time to do something for you.
Sure.
And I left my job on Friday and began 24/7 crowdfunding on Monday. And what we do is we help corporations, small, medium-sized corporations, to establish corporate credit. And the advantage to that is to get the owner's personal credit out of their business and separate them, keep the business credit with the business and personal credit home where it belongs. And then we also help fund, you know, get them funded on loans for whatever business purposes they need.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm sort of running into that myself right now with some banking thing I'm doing. So let me just use myself as an example and tell me how you could help me in of course, a wise way. I know we're on public here.
Sure,
But, you know, a lot of the TW3 folks are entrepreneurs. They're self-employed, mm-hmm. you know, sort of one-man shop type folks that are selling insurance, selling real estate, selling TW3. And so right. they've got their income that they make as a sole proprietor, just like me. And then they have their taxable income because if they're like me, they're living out of their company and everything they do, including their cat, is a business expense, right? Because
the way you can, right?
Yeah. You know, as long as it's legal and ethical, they're writing it off, of course. So when you're a self-employed sole proprietor entrepreneur and you're trying to get credit, what would you tell that person?
I have two really important pieces of advice. If you have a company that you work and that's your main livelihood, even if it's not, the first thing I would say is incorporate. You know, get yourself an LLC or an S corp so that you do two things. You kind of separate the books the best you can, mm-hmm. and you can take advantage of things that you can't as a sole proprietor.
Gotcha.
The other side of that coin is when you do that, and you know, depending on where you live, it's relatively inexpensive and can happen relatively quickly. But as soon as you do that and you get yourself an EIN number, well, now you can build credit for the business and keep the personal credit away from it.
Gotcha. So you don't have to have this brick and mortar business and multiple employees to incorporate, do you?
You do not. I have companies that they work out of their basement office and have no employees. And I have companies that have a brick and mortar and they've got 50, 60 employees. It's the process is the same really for both.
Cool. Very good. Very good. Well, that's something that maybe we can fold in and as a RMP later on with some of our members to help. Cause they're, you know, our clients, TW3 clients, are entrepreneurs, and they're typically recruiting entrepreneurs and people that are in the self-employed space. So the financial component of financial planning and lending is a huge, huge service that needs to be filled for that sector for sure. So
absolutely.
What caught my attention about you, Tom, I'm not going to lie. It was your videos. You had posted a couple videos on Facebook. And so I said, now here's someone that's putting themselves. And I love anybody that creates content, puts it out there. Because what it does for me, it sort of lets me know more about who that person is. You know, a blog page and a newsletter, it can do so much. But when I see the person's face and I hear their voice, all of a sudden it transcends, you know, just print. And I get, as we say in the South, I don't know if they're set up in Chicago this way, but a little cut of their jib, you know, what's this person, you know, what are they about? And so you posted something a few months ago and I shared it on our Facebook wall, you know, about entrepreneurialism and are you getting some? And I love the way you were very flirtatious.
That was fun.
Yeah, you were flirtatious with your language, and then you went as far as to put the letter that it started with as well. And of course, you were talking about profit, but you were having fun with, and you know what
I was. Yeah, I was. That was a good time.
I said, I like this guy. I like this guy. But anyway, it caught my attention, and so I did some guys. Let me find out a little bit more about this guy. Who is this guy? And because I knew you worked with him. By the way, Mark is saying hello on the chat here. Captain Quackenbush is in the house. And
hi, Mark. How are you?
So I said, let me see a little more about this guy. And then I got a little bit to know your story, which is a lot like, matter of fact, I don't know if you even probably do. When I first met Mark, it was at our first You Are Worth More conference. And I did not know at the time that he was battling cancer, and actually he was going into his treatment right then and there. It wasn't until months later I found out about that. And man, he's someone that just came on and shot up like a rocket and is one of our all-stars here. But then I saw your post, did a little research about you, and you've got something that you actually have your own podcast called Not Done Yet, and then people can find it on Facebook about your story. Tell me a little bit about that. Tell me how that came about. Tell the folks your story about your battle with cancer.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, we, and speaking of Mark, yes, I did not kind of know that story, and kind of a shout out to Mark. He's been extremely helpful to me within this business. But we actually had Mark on our show several months back. He shared a story with my audience, which was great.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was a couple of days from turning 55 in 2016, and had some unusual things going on. And I got to be truthful. I'm a typical guy. Mm-hmm. If it hurts today, I figure it'll go away tomorrow. No need to see anybody about that.
Right.
And I had some things going on that didn't add up. They weren't terrible, but I just want to know what it was.
Sure.
And long story short, I was diagnosed with stage 4 head and neck cancer. Mm. So what that meant was I had cancer in my tonsil, which, by the way, I had removed when I was 6. Funny how that works.
How do you get cancer of the tonsils when the tonsils are gone?
Exactly. Actually, they are, when they take the tonsils out, the pod still remains, and that's what tumor had grown. And it was in there and in the lymph nodes. So I, you know, did my my chemo and my radiation and all the fun stuff that comes with it. And once they told me I no longer, you know, I was free of cancer, remission, however you'd like to term it, I was so happy and excited for the way that I had been treated. First off, the fact that I'm going to be around for a little bit longer, no telling how long that is. Hopefully, good Lord's got a few good years left for me. That I said, hey, I want to help. I wanted, you know, the place where I went to be treated. I said, I will scrub floors. I'll serve food. You tell me where you need help. And they said, the best thing you can do is go back to your neighborhood and start a support group. Wow. And I said, you got it. I know a lot of people. And I visited a couple first, and I realized nobody was coming. There were very few people attending. And the thought occurred to me, when I was going through chemo, radiation, all those nice things, I didn't want to go nowhere either.
I was sort of tired, be left alone, pain, don't you?
Didn't want to talk. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? If we can't have them come see us, let's get on their computer screen for an hour a week. And that's how it grew. Wow. So every week we have either cancer patients that are actively fighting cancer, or survivors or caregivers or doctors or psychiatrists, and anybody involved with the fight of cancer we talk to.
You know, and to me, it just sort of dovetails so nicely, because of course, in that instance, you're fighting for your life.
Correct.
But in business, you're fighting for your financial life.
You bet.
And tell the people, you know, that are listening to this show through our, because we get, we get about 400 or 500 people watching the live stream when it's all said and done. But our major audience, because we've been doing audio podcasts so long, is those downloads that come in after. So we got a ton of people listening to this after the fact. And so for the people that sees this live or later on video or listen, you know, life's going to come at you. Things are going to hit you. There's always a reason to feel discouraged. What do you tell someone that's just been hit? What's the first thing you tell them when they first get hit with, you know, that thing, whatever it is? It could be cancer. It could be, you know, a financial reversal that happened. They lost job, you know, a deal didn't go through and they were banking on it. Now all of a sudden, you know, while it's not as important probably as cancer for sure, because it's not going to kill you at that moment though, your stress level can't distinguish the difference.
Right.
You know, so what do you, exactly. What do you tell that person?
I think I tell, in regardless, I volunteer and talk to cancer patients all the time, especially newly diagnosed. Whether it be business or whatever kind of bad news that comes to you, how I view those kinds of things, and, you know, I'm human like everybody. Sure, I get excited, I get mad, I get down. I don't let it linger because I realize in the final analysis, all those emotions are based on fear of the unknown. Mm. And our mind will do what our mind does, which is to take us to the worst possible place. And about 90% of the time, those things never manifest themselves. So we spent a ton of energy imagining the worst case scenario that may never get there.
Right.
So my advice to people is let's take this 1 minute right now. Let's look at what we have. Let's devise a plan and understand that that plan may have to be adjusted, and that's okay. But let's look at the end as something that is going to be positive, not imagine it about how negative it could be.
Mm. And I, you know, I'm told by doctors and physicians and several people in the medical field, the placebo effect is a real dynamic. It is amazing. It is amazing, yep, how positive thinking and just for me as a believer, faith, that there's a God in heaven that cares. It's amazing, yep, how that can affect your physical life, isn't it?
Oh yes, it absolutely can. And like you, I am a religious person that believes that I am not the do all and end all. There's somebody smiling down on me.
Sure.
And as long as I have that knowledge, and as long as I have the knowledge of the people who I involve myself with, whether it be from a medical standpoint or a business standpoint, and I understand that we all are working towards the same thing, and we have a plan to get to that same thing, there are very few things that can happen that we can't overcome.
Man. So that's amazing. And I like what you said, you know, there's so many times when bad news hits us, whether it be in health, business, or whatever, it's true. Our mind will go into imagination mode and we will, yep, immediately magnify the deepest, darkest, wherever our imagination can take us. That we go to the absolute worst case.
Yeah, that's 1,000% sure. And if we ever need proof of that, if you're in sales, and I have been for the better part of 40 years,
right?
And I was a top performing guy, you know, before I started doing these things I'm doing now. And I can remember every month, it's like, I got to be the top salesman. That's just how it is. That's on me. I'm Tom Sellers. I'm the top salesman. That's how it is.
Right.
And on a month that I could tell with 3 days left that wasn't going to happen, automatically go to, oh, now I'm going to look like a jerk. And people aren't. And when it's all said and done, what's the worst thing that happened? The next month, I was still going to be the salesman, right?
Right.
Nothing changed. I didn't lose my house or my car or anything like that. So, again, we tend to take ourselves to places that we really don't need to go.
We are our own worst enemy sometimes. I was just telling my wife this. This is a story just yesterday. I said, you know, and I'm driving, and I'm just going to tell on myself. I'm driving a 2019 car, brand new car, and I've had it almost, sure, a year now. I bought it in 2018. And when I first bought that car, man, I loved it. I would get out of it and look at it for a little bit. You know, I really liked my car. It looked sharp. Right. It looked sleek. It was nice. I enjoyed riding. And yesterday I had a meeting up in North Carolina with some insurance brokers, friends of mine. And when I got out of the car, when I was coming back to the car, I got to looking at it. It's like, you know, it just don't look as nice as it used to. And I started noticing things I didn't like. And this thing's polished up, clean, detailed. There's nothing. It's the same car. And I was telling Gina when I got home, I said, has that car always looked sort of this way? And I started giving some negative remarks about it. Or is it just me? She says, honey, it's the same car. It's the, right. Isn't it right. Amazing? It's just, we talk ourselves into loving something or hating something.
Sure. Yeah. At some point, you know, and that's funny because people look at me and it's like, you're not driving a new car. It's like, no, I don't drive new cars, never have. And you don't drive a big luxury car. You got a nice car. I'm like, when you were in the business as long as I was and drove every kind of car out there, after a while, it's just a car.
It's just
as long as it starts and goes. That's it.
But it's amazing how our mind will want to either tell us to be happy, to be indifferent, or to be, you know, frustrated or whatever. It's all a mind game at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is. It is. And the best way of fighting that mind game, in my opinion, is being grateful.
Absolutely.
So wake up every morning and be grateful for the fact you woke up and the stuff that is ahead of you. And that will combat 99% negative thinking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I wanted to get in. I wanted to, number one, let people know about you and, you know, what you're about. And you've already, they can go over to Facebook and just go up in the search engine. And you said type in Not Done Yet and they can find
Not Done Yet.
Yeah. They can find your podcast and your Facebook page. Is that right?
Yes. And of course, we're on all the major outlets too. We're on iTunes and Google Play and all those places as well. So, but if you want to actually watch this smiling mug while I'm working, quote unquote, you can catch us live Tuesdays at noon from 12 to 1, and then on that same station 21.6 The Net, it's rebroadcast on Thursdays and Saturday mornings.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, in our last few moments here, you are a TW3 member, been with us for several months now. I guess what, 8 months now? Is that correct?
I believe so. I think I started around October or so of last year.
Oh, okay. So you're coming up on a year now. Okay, cool, cool, cool. Well, tell the people that are listening, as far as those who are looking for a business opportunity, a job opportunity, something they can do that's legit from home, tell them the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm not asking you to cover up anything. Just what's been your experience? What do you like? And if you don't like anything, feel free to share that as well.
No, I appreciate that. And honestly, I wish there was something I could tell you I didn't like.
Well, you can criticize my shirt if you want. I don't care.
I don't know what you're wearing, so you're fine. I got a Jimmy Buffett shirt on, so I'm not probably much any better. So, you know, from a business standpoint in TW3, I got involved with this as an aid to my existing business. I wanted to be able to create leads for my business. And I didn't want to have to buy leads anymore, and I didn't want to go through all that nonsense. And I hated cold calling. And so that's where I began with the program. In fairly short order, I was bringing almost too many leads in that I could handle for my other company.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know, there's something else into this. I understand you can sell this, and I could have another stream of income. Well, let's give that a shot. My advice to anybody looking at this or contemplating this is, look, understand two very basic things about sales or about business for that matter. If you have a constant stream of people that say, I just want to talk to you, that's where you start. You don't sell anything in marketing.
Right.
You get people to talk to you. Sales is after you're involved in that conversation and then that follow-up. So if you can understand those two basic facts, then you can understand how to put an ad together, how to make it appealing, how to follow up with a drip. This becomes a very easy business in a relatively short period of time. And very profitable on that yet.
Well, you have been a rock star here and just coming on so strong. And I didn't realize you were using it. So if I heard you correctly, you were using it as a tool first. In other words, you weren't reselling.
Absolutely.
You were just using it as a tool to generate leads for your existing business and found that to be successful. And then you saw the other component of it, which is you could resell the tool as well and make money. Right. And that, I guess that's where I started seeing, okay, wow. I mean, this guy's really starting to do something. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm a wholehearted believer in you got a great system. It's proven. The fact that you spend so much time upgrading and staying ahead of the curve with new marketing stuff, again, it's really a no-brainer. And if you think about it, somebody's saying, you know, I'd love to be in business for myself. Well, I can tell you, this is the cheapest I've ever spent to be in business.
That's the truth.
If I walked away from my other business right now, I would lose startup, you know, considerably more than it cost me to get started here by many, many times. You can literally start a business out of your house, part-time, full-time, whatever you want to do, for $1,000? Are you kidding me?
For real.
Show me where else you can do that.
And if you started at the sales rep like that for $1,000, you could turn around and within a few weeks sell an elite package and make a $500 profit. In other words, the product you sold, well, the commission on it is more than the product you bought
than
to get
you
in.
Invested.
So it's just, it's very strong in that way. Well, yep. I appreciate you, number one, just you, but I, number two, appreciate, what you're doing in the business, the quality of business that you bring to the table, the experience, and anytime we can give a shout out to a member that's doing good stuff like you, we definitely want to. Tom, do you have a TW3 site you can send them to if they want to talk to you about, you know, get involved with you at TW3?
I do. It's Sellers at TerryWilson3.com.
The .net. Sellers.
.net, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yep. Sellers, and that's Sellars.
Yep, correct. I was a guy who spelled it wrong until third grade. I learned how to sound things out like everybody.
So that Tom is, anytime you guys hear us on a live stream Monday nights, and I'll give a shout out to Tom from Chi-Town. That is the one and the only Tom Sellers. He is a Cubs fan, but we do forgive, you know.
it's been a long suffering years up until 2016. So I'm just going to, if that's the only one I get tonight, then I'll die a happy man.
Dude, I tell you what, if you can stay a Cubs fan, you truly are a baseball fan, because but I'll be honest with you, I tease, but the two teams I grew up watching when I was a kid was the Cubs and the Braves, because TBS, sure. TBS had, you know, the Braves, and WGN had the Cubs. And so that's the only baseball I saw. So, you know, it's a, hey, Angelica, good to have you on today. But that was, that's all I saw.
Sure. Yeah. And I grew up on the south side of Chicago, which is White Sox territory. So I got a lot of abuse as a kid growing up a Cubs fan, which is typically if you're on the north side of Chicago.
Wow. Well, how many leads do you generate a week to do, you know, what you're doing?
I will typically, in fact, I just ran two ads today. I typically run 80 to 100 leads a week.
Okay.
And understanding that I'm not going to sell them all. But list building in this type of business is just as important as what we sell right now.
Oh man, you're singing to the choir here. You know, you hear it from every marketing guru that you can follow. The loot is in the list. And one of the things that we do at TW3, and Tom's alluding to it, is we show you a way to start generating and building a list quickly. And then if you use the autoresponders like AWeber, TerryWilson3.com/AWeber, you can start dripping, you can start dripping on those folks. And then we give you content to start, you know, the system, a lot of the stuff will sell itself for you if you just stay out there in front of the folks, because we try to create videos and different content that will speak to whatever industry, or in general to an industry, to help them see the value and what you offer. So we tried our best to make it a business in the box, that you can find success as quick as possible. And Tom, you've done it.
Well, I appreciate it with all the training that is provided there, and all of my, my new friends within the TW3 system that helped me out. You almost have no choice but to do this well.
we're going to drag you across the line if we have to, right?
That's right.
Oh, my word. Well, dude, I really appreciate you taking the time and being on here, sharing your story about how you overcame a health situation that, you know, could have knocked you out. You could have folded your hands and said, well, I guess this is it. And just, you know, tucked your tail and sort of walked off to the sunset of life. But you decided to fight back and said, no, I'm not done yet. Created a podcast around it. And then take that same attitude, into your business, you know? And so I love being around fighters. I love being around people that, you know, just don't take no for an answer.
No, there's other answers.
Absolutely.
I want to get to the one I want to hear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It might, you know, you didn't mean no, you just meant not right now. That's what you meant.
Exactly right.
So Angelica says,
I'm sorry.
We had a question come in, so let me ask this, and I'll let you answer if you want. It says, is your system B2B as well? Can you do B2B marketing in our system, Tom?
Absolutely. I do it every day.
Yeah. See, Tom's got...
My business is business to business.
Yeah. See, he bought this system as a tool to use to generate leads for his existing business, which is a lending business. He does specifically loans and lending for other businesses. So what he was trying to do was to go after other businesses, and he was using our platform to do so. So absolutely. And it'll do any level of B2B, high net or lower or whatever you're wanting to do. Cause we've got the, absolutely, within our data list, we have filters that you can filter out income. You can filter out, credit rating, all of those things, to do.
And that is the coolest thing. I've used that. I'm like, wow, this is, because I had done something prior to getting involved with TW3.
Yeah.
And it was a hell of a lot more expensive, the $23 that I spent to do that.
Yeah, for real. See, I don't, you know, I had someone the other day just sort of get sideways because they had to drop $38 on a 1,000-call campaign. They were doing a voice broadcast. They were using the voice broadcast dollar, right? And I said, I tell you what, dude, I said, I'll make a deal with you. You find me any dialer on the market that will dial 1,000 people and provide you filtered, scrubbed, opted in data so that it's legal to dial them, and do it for $38. I will give you this dial campaign. I have not heard back from that guy yet.
I was going to say, you're still waiting, aren't you?
I am still waiting. Absolutely. Still waiting. And Angelica says, just to clarify, I thought you said, Terry, I could use this for leads for $75,000 and up. So it looks like Angelica is selling a franchise and she's looking for people. Yeah. So what you're wanting to do is target people of a certain income level, you know, and that's absolutely you can do. Yeah, you can do that for sure. So that was her question. Well, Tom, thank you for being on the show, brother.
Oh, my pleasure, Terry. Thank you for having me. And I'm going to go out and do my best. Well, it's not hard for me to stay humble on the golf course, which is where I'm headed.
Yeah, you're going to what I just came back from.
Yeah, I'm actually going out there to prove the point I've been making for years, and that is anybody can beat me on the golf course. Just watch.
Absolutely. One of my favorite videos I've done, just to make fun of myself, was, I don't know if you've seen it, but I talked about how I made a few hundred dollars playing golf one day. And all I
do remember it.
Yeah, I teased people. All I did was I set, you know, some of my systems up to do things for me while I was going to hit a bucket of balls. And when I came back, there it was. And I teased people because I had a couple of comments. I thought you were going to show how you were making money professionally in golf. I was like, if you saw my golf game, the only way I could make money, it would be a comedy show.
Right. And I say it every week. It's like, it's a good thing I know how to do other things to make money, because this one I'd starve.
Exactly. Well, Tom, hit them long and straight, brother.
That's a great thought. And I'm going to try that, Terry. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right.
And I will see you on our next training podcast. Thanks again.
Thank you, brother. So that was Tom Sellers in Chi-Town. Guys, thank you for those who joined us live. We had a few. I know it was last the minute, but what I was thinking was, I got to do another podcast for it to drop tomorrow for our 383 episode and give some content. And I just had a wild hair. I wanted to do a live stream while I recorded it. And then I got to thinking, you know, we've got a guy in our system that is a fighter, that has overcome, just like we've got several people. I mean, we've got stories all in our membership of people that have had financial bankruptcies and come back and now making $500,000 a year. People like Tom, people like Mark, who have come back from cancer. People that, you know, life said this, and they said, no, just like Tom's podcast name, I'm not done yet. And so if you're out there, you're listening to this podcast, you're watching this live stream now or later, let me leave you with this. You can, you literally can do, have, and experience everything you want in life if you will first believe it, visualize it, and then work toward it. You know, we live in a society, we live in a time where everybody wants to tell you why you can't. You know, you don't have to shop too far to find a store selling you no, selling you you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not ever going to be able to do this. You don't have to shop too far to see those types of answers. But for you that just has a little bit of faith, just the faith of a mustard seed that says, you know, I can do more in life. I can have more. I can experience more. I truly am worth more. And if you want to get that book, you can go over to youareworthmorebook.com. And this is where I tell my comeback story, where I lost everything, was standing in a line of benevolence at one point, you know, not knowing how I was going to eat. We lost our house, went bankrupt, almost went homeless. And then this system right here, this platform was born out of necessity. Okay, I've got to get into a new job. And that job was basically insurance. And then I said, well, I don't know how to sell insurance, and I'm not going to call my friends, family, and foes. You know, I'm not getting into the network MLM type style of business. Not that insurance is that, but the way it was marketed through the business I got involved with, they only wanted you to call on warm leads. And so I hearkened back to the platform that helped me build my previous business that I was in, which was online marketing. And then this business exploded. So I'm telling you, there's a passage over there where Paul says, comfort those with the same comfort you've been comforted with. What he's saying there for those who, because this is not a religious show, but philosophically, what he's saying is there is purpose for your pain. For everything that's touched you in life, for everything that you've gone through, for everything that is you've had to deal with, if you will allow it to be an asset, and what? How do you do that? You learn from it. You examine it, and you figure out how to conquer it, and then you help others in that same area that's struggling with the same thing. You turn it into an asset rather than a liability. I'm telling you, you'll find your passion, you'll find your purpose, and you'll be like me, you'll find a paycheck if you do it. That's what TW3 is all about. That's what we're here. Whether you sell our system like Tom started doing or use it like Tom started doing as to help promote your own business, your own podcast, your own products. That's what we're here for. That's what we want to do. And this has been Terry Wilson with Terry Wilson 3. This has been episode 383. We are doing a live podcast this coming Monday night. It'll be episode 384. And it will be the last podcast we do for September. We're taking September off and going to Europe to do a Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and England. So we'll be going for a few weeks doing that, enjoying our best life, using a laptop to grow our income and business. And that's what we teach you how to do, exactly how to do that as well. If you've worked with a TW3 trainer, get with them today. Say, hey, I'm ready to put a paycheck with my passion. Which systems should I get involved with? And let them help you onboard you today and get started. Till next time, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson, really. I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean... Thank you.